It's absolutely horrendous. I haven't experienced anything like this in my working lifetime. It's sort of a new normal, but nobody really knows what that normal is. I think everybody hoped that this was just going to be a temporary blip, and you know, a 200% hike in fertilizer price was only going to be temporary, and this coming sort of season where people were planning maybe for crop rotations into 2023, where they'd be making those plans later in this year, that they could revert back to what they were previously doing.
As a farmer, you can't just decide, oh, a couple of weeks' time, we'll not do that.
Oh, no. You have to be almost a year planning in advance what your management's going to be, what your cropping is going to be. And that, I suppose, is dependent on what the markets are as well. But the biggest factor going forward is going to be input costs. Now, the main one for modern agriculture is based on chemical fertilizer. That production, UK, European, world agriculture, is based on chemical fertilizer. So once you drop that element of chemical fertilizer use because it's uneconomic, then it's inevitable that output will drop as well. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if just round the corner you're looking at maybe in a year, 18 months time, food shortages and massive hikes in costs of food because of those shortages.